What are some of the key concepts from IT process controls as opposed to key concepts from other service management frameworks?
Yeah, our kind of favorite IT process framework is ITIL. And, you know, essentially, you know, there are, I guess one of the problems is that it's very large. There's 11 volumes. There are many opinions on where do you start. And so the goal of this IT controls performance study was really to say, all right, let's test all of them, right? There are six leading ITIL areas where people say you should start. Change management, configuration management, release management, resolution processes, service level management, and access management and security management. So the goal of what we did was that we said, all right, for each one of those six ITIL process areas, you know, let's pick 63 COVID controls within them, right? And so now we can test, right, to see if whether the presence or absence of one of those controls within those ITIL process areas, you know, actually matter. So just to kind of give you a flavor of kind of what the gist behind each one of them are. Change management, one of my favorites. You know, that's all about sort of the process of how do you go from desired change to authorized change to scheduled change to implemented change to verified change. You know, how do you run that bureaucracy? You know, resolution processes are, holy cow, something just set on fire, or, you know, service just went down, or service is impaired. You know, how do you restore service? And what's that bureaucracy of sort of managing the case? And how do you sort of do root cause analysis? So those are kind of the resolution processes. Release management processes, you know, they're all about sort of how do you get things from, you know, what are the steps between opening up the Dell box to actually getting it into production, right? All of those things are kind of release management, pre-production activities, whether you have a QA staging server, whether you have building builds, you know, whether you have, you know, the automated rollout of that, that's all kind of in the release management process. Configuration management is all about the bookkeeping of how do you keep track of things that are in production, or what ITIL calls configuration items, and the service. You know, how do you make sure that your configuration management database is up to date? You know, that's kind of configuration management. There's two more. Service level management is, you know, how do you sort of set expectations of the business about what kind of levels of service you're going to provide, and how do you measure and report on that? And then, you know, the security management, access management is all about how do you issue and revoke passwords and accounts, and how do you make sure that authentication mechanisms are, you know, effective? So those are the kind of the deep question that we wanted to answer in the study that took 3 years was, you know, wow, all of them seem like good ideas. You know, where do you start? Which controls really, really matter? And really be able to get down to the specificity of not just the naming the process area, but, you know, many of the activities within it.